What's going on? This your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible. Let me say that again. We are not responsible or liable for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com under Jay Will Podcast. Go and check that out. I got a bunch of good episodes on there. You can donate to the podcast by the donate feature on my homepage or via Cash App at $JWillPodcast. Follow my music page. Come on, people. Follow me at James Williams Music on Facebook. This podcast is also brought to you by J. Will Music Production, LLC. For more information, you can hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com or J. Will Music Production, LLC at gmail.com. This podcast is also sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your recording and production needs, call Mr. Chris Crane at Charlie's Music Factory at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Go ahead to your Play Store on your smartphone and download the Live 365 app, Live 365. And when you download it, it's a free download. Type in J. Will Gospel Radio. Got 24/7 gospel music from everybody all over the world. Got some independent artists, got some African artists, got American artists, female, male, you name it. Got choirs, got quartet. Let's go. Jay Will's doing this thing. All right. As you can see on the screen with me, I got the most honorable, the most cherished Bishop Isaac Hammond. How are you, sir?
I am well. I am well, Pastor Jay Will. I am
good.
Well.
Good. Thank you. Now, I do have a question for you. I wanted to know, have you found deliverance yet?
Not from them head caps, no, sir. I feel the same way. And now I see men wearing them. Oh, Lord. I see men with them now. It got worse. Pastor, it has gotten worse.
Look, you know what? You like Yogi Bear, man. You're smarter than the average bear. You peep where I was going with that for.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm seeing them caps. But, Bishop, you know, we was talking the other week when I was headed out of town, and we talked about several different things, one of which had to deal with a prophecy or a prophetic word for 2025. But we also talked about certain things going on in our government that seems to be like out of control. And so we talked about a turbulence ahead of us. And so let's just dive right into it. A turbulence ahead.
So when we're talking about turbulence, we're talking about something that's not man-made, manufactured. It is a combination of several factors that actually cause turbulence to the plane. And one of the scriptures that I go to is this. There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So a lot of the turbulence that we're going to experience is actually something that has been recycled over time. So this isn't new. And I want to start with a model. And I've always based my life off modeling. And what does a model look like? And how does a model extrapolate? And how does a model look in the field? How does it look when you execute a model real style? So real time, rather. So when we look at the model of Satan, and people need to understand, when we're talking about turbulence, it is something that is caused, and you are negatively impacted by it, but you're not the direct cause of it. But you are impacted by this turbulence. So the model that I want to start with is Satan. And Satan is the only being that you can support. And by supporting this being, you are actually worse. You are made the worse by supporting Satan and Satan's agenda. So one of the agendas that Satan had, according to the scriptures, is that he wanted to ascend his throne above that of the Most High. He wanted to be like the Most High. He wanted to be above the Most High. So it wasn't enough that he was miserable with his position. He was Satan, his model. He was the anointed cherub. He was the one that sat above the Father, who was in the direct path of the glory that was revealed when the sons of men came up to worship the Almighty. So he was the anointed cherub over the Almighty. He walked up and down the secret coals. He knew things, his model, Satan. He knew things. Scripture says until iniquity was found. It wasn't enough that Satan was not satisfied with his position. He was not satisfied with his rank, but he went, and the scripture says he deceived a third of the angels. So let's go back to his model. The people who supported him were in the kingdom of God, literally living their best lives. But Satan was able to get these beings who were made immortal from the beginning to vote against their best interests, to support someone. He deceived them, but it didn't matter. They supported Satan against their best interests. They were in the kingdom. Everything was done for them. They had to do nothing. They agreed with Satan. Satan, I think you can be like God. I think you would do a better job than God. I think that you should be above God. So the scripture says there was a war in heaven. After there was a war in heaven, Satan was kicked out. That means the people who supported Satan, before they were deceived, they were living their best life. After they supported Satan and his model, they all got kicked out, meaning the person who led them actually hurt them. So let's look at today's modern model. There are a lot of people who supported this administration with the intent that they thought their lives would be made better. But actually, their lives have been made worse. A lot of their funding has now been cut. A lot of the rural areas now in this country will no longer receive life-saving cancer treatment. Meals on Wheels shortly will be defunded. A lot of after-school programs will be defunded. A lot of jobs have been eliminated. So the model that Satan showed us is that there are people out there that if you support them, your life could actually be made worse. That's the turbulence. You thought you were just going to get on the plane, and then the plane hit a rocky spot. Like, wait a minute. I didn't think this was going to happen. All I did was board a plane, but turbulence occurred. Satan's model shows you that there are certain people in leadership roles. I'm not saying how they got there, but there are certain people in leadership roles who, if you support them and they do get power, you actually could be made worse off than you were before you supported them.
Huh. So I guess my question is going to be, do you think that everything that's going on now, as opposed to what was going on a year ago, is architected by Satan?
So the whole system is Satan, because Satan is the prince of the air. The issue is, and this is what people need to really focus on, you can be ordained by God and mentored by Satan. You can be ordained by God and still mentored by Satan, because Satan's model shows you that he was the anointed cherub. I mean, he was anointed until iniquity was found in him. That means there are certain people who go off the rails, but they use your support to get the power, and then they go off the rails. But they were always going to go off the rails once they got your support. They needed your support. Couldn't do it by themselves. They needed your support. That's Satan's model. And even the administration that we had before, their model was not ideal. But their model did not cause chaos, and it did not cause confusion. And their model could have been perfected once you eliminate everything that displeased God. That model is significantly better than a model that said, I am here to support you, but actually I only needed your support so that I can destroy you. So Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So let me show you some examples of how turbulence has impacted this system. A lot of people believe that in the current landscape versus the last system versus this new system, the last system of government that we had, a lot of people were very unsatisfied. They weren't happy with the way the system was working. They did not believe that the system was working for them. One of the fears were that their children were going to be able to get a sex change without their permission. That was a fear from the last administration, that a bunch of children were going to get sex changes and not have to talk to their parents. Well, those who supported that model of Satan, ordained by God and mentored by Satan, you don't have to worry about that child having a sex change, because you don't even have insurance for the child because you've been fired. So again, Satan's model is the only model where you actually made worse by supporting. So those people who were concerned about immigrants taking their jobs, you don't have to worry about them taking your jobs. They have been deported, and the companies or the countries that you sold your crops to, nobody from those countries will be able to purchase them because of the war that is going against those countries. So those tariffs that are now being started next month, those farmers that sold one to the government that is no longer being able to be sold to the government, so that product has to stop. This is the farming season to plant. No need to plant because you don't have anybody to sell to. So again, you're supporting somebody who you thought would lift you up, but this person is actually tearing you down. How can they do that? They were ordained by God, but mentored by Satan. And Satan, unfortunately, now has a lot more in store for these people who were concerned about their children competing against a transgender. Well, you won't have to worry about your children competing against a transgender athlete because you won't have a school anymore.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's a little extreme. You know, won't have a school anymore. But to your point, I think tariffs are going to be a little bit turbulent for us. But also, I think that the equal playing field with tariffs has not been on the side of the United States. Like we pay more, we've been paying more tariffs for out of state than them paying to bring their products in our state, in the United States.
This is what I can tell you about tariffs. And again, remember, you can be ordained by God and mentored by Satan. So we want to talk, let's talk facts. Let's talk facts on who has the largest economy in the last 10 years. Do you know what nation? You might not, but
China? Please vet
this. No.
Who has it?
No, try it again. China, I'm saying no, China didn't have it. Try it again. But China was supposed to be the one that's taking advantage of us, but China does not have the largest economy in the last 10 years. Try another. Try Canada. Say Canada for
Canada?
Me.
Okay, Canada.
No, Canada does not. Canada does not. Here's another one. Say Mexico for me. Mexico.
Mexico.
No Mexico. Okay, no. So China does not have the largest GDP, GNP, gross national product. Canada doesn't have it. Mexico doesn't have it. Do me a favor. Just say European Union.
European Union.
No, in the last 10 years. So the European Union has been taking advantage of us in trade. Canada has been taking advantage of us in trade. Mexico has been taking advantage of us in trade. China has been taking advantage of us in trade. Why is it that we have a double-digit trillion-dollar lead over all of those nations who are taking advantage of us? If I have a $10 million a year annual plus, you make $3 trillion, another makes $2 trillion. Which trillion is more, 10, 2, or 1?
A 10, obviously.
If I'm making 10 trillion, you're making $3 trillion, who's taking advantage of who? So So again, ordained by God, mentored by Satan. If we have been taken advantage of by these other countries, why is it that we make more money than all of the countries that are, quote, quote, taking advantage of us? That's something that, unfortunately, that former administration could not communicate. It is impossible for Canada to take advantage of us if they are not worth more than us. That's an impossibility. But you got to fact check that. I'm about to give you these facts. For the last 10 years, the gross national product, which country has the largest? And America by far leapfrogs every other leading global nation of the G7. It was G8 until they kicked Russia out. So that means that these people who they said was taking advantage of us actually were not taking advantage of us if we are in fact making more money. So that's why it is so important to understand a model where when it comes to being made worse. So again, the extreme point of not having a school. For those who don't know, a teacher's aid is actually something that's not solely paid out of your tax dollars from your home. Most schools are funded through the state and through property taxes. That's how most schools are funded. But there are a lot of teachers' salary, teachers' benefits, and what is called a paraprofessional teacher's aid that is actually paid through the federal government. So there are a lot of families in rural areas, and there's a lot of families in city areas who have children who are special need. And once everything goes into effect, they will not have the teacher. If you don't have the teachers for the students, you don't have a school. No, you don't have a school. So remember I said turbulence ahead?
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of you and this format is that in time you'll see if I was prophesying or prophelying. So let's see how many schools, now that I'm prophesying, they're going to close because of what they're doing. And it is going to be a trickle-down effect. It's unfortunate, but it's going to happen. It has to happen. These farmers, they, and unfortunately, you don't have this on record, but you got it on record now. That's why I'm so glad the Almighty brought you to me to you, because now these prophetic words I can actually get on record, because I've been saying it for some time. So these farmers now, they have product that they will not be able to sell. This is what you call planting season. They won't be able to plant and they won't be able to harvest. There are a lot of churches. I believe you know about churches, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know you do. Don't worry about it. I know you know about churches.
Somewhat. Because I know about the old church. I don't know about this new wave stuff going on now.
For those who don't know, he just preached last week. But I digress. Let me go forward. So I know you know about the church. A lot of people don't know that the USAID actually funded a lot of Catholic churches, a lot of Methodist churches. That's how they were able to feed a lot of the homeless people that are in the street. So when you go downtown and you see a lot of churches that are feeding the homeless and they are around there, that's because that's from USAID that has now been drastically cut. That means these homeless people will not be able to be fed by the church. Meals on Wheels is another agency that was USAID. That's going to happen. So there are a lot of people now downstream that churches help that they won't be able to help anymore because they won't have the funds to help. And I know that's okay. So that's why it's prophetic word, 2025, turbulence ahead. So you got to have homeless people who are not going to have any place, anywhere to go, nothing to eat. That means crime has to go up. So you have special needs kids who are, you're going to start hearing later that they're going to be abandoned. because their parents can't handle them and they can't send them to school and they can't feed them. So that has to rise. It has no choice but to rise because nothing is going to fill that void and they're not preparing for nothing to fill that void. I want to talk about another scripture, if you don't mind. Numbers 16 chapter, verse 32. I'm still looking for the gross domestic product, the national product numbers. I got a team that's working on that. They're supposed to have that already up. I don't know what they're doing back there, but number 16, 32, they all sleeping. Number 16.
They eating pizza.
Yeah, I don't know what they I was supposed to have those numbers up by the countries, but they don't have that up for me. But number 16 and 32, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up in their houses, and all the men that appertain it unto Korah and all their goods. So a lot of people are not familiar with number 16 and 32, but you need to familiarize yourself with it. I said mentored, ordained by God, mentored by Satan. And Satan's motto makes you worse when you follow it.
Uh-huh.
Korah was another one. I already told you about the prophetic word of people being swallowed up. Schools are going to have to close. Homeless people will not get fed by churches because they're cut off. A lot of countries around the world will not receive help. And Christ actually came to help people who were in need. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So number 16 and 32 talks about Korah. Korah was a person who stood up against Moses in the book of Numbers. And Korah's point was pretty straightforward and simple. Moses was taking too much power, according to Korah. And Korah found a group of people that wanted to rise up against Moses to overthrow Moses because he did not like Korah, did not like Moses' leadership. So he found a group of people to rise up against Moses. And a common death did not befall Korah, but all of those people who stood up with Korah, they too died. Is that how you remember that account?
Yeah, well, I'm reading it with you. I got it pulled up right here.
But so that means that people who support people for whatever reason, when calamity happens to them, then you become that collateral damage. So yeah. When we look at being ordained by God and mentored by Satan, following Satan's model where I supported somebody and I've actually been made the worst, this current administration or any administration, let's talk about the last administration. People are thinking that it is a sledgehammer. People are thinking that it is a chainsaw. People are thinking that there is no rhyme or reason. I'm trying to show you there's nothing new under the sun. I have intel, and the intel that I have told me specifically, the agency that collects money for everybody. There are certain high dollar agents that were in the probation category. And probation is not just an employee who is not performing well. It's someone who is new to the company or recently promoted. But they targeted the double digit million cases. Audits. So what would happen if you fire these people who audited double-digit millions? Well, the cases go away. I mean, is that a coincidence that I let people go who would audit double-digit millions? An accident? Say I was a criminal and there's a department that handled high-level criminal cases, and I get rid of the attorneys on that case. Well, what happened to that case file?
Well, it's supposed to get passed down.
It can't get passed down if you don't have someone to pass it to.
I mean, they didn't fire them all.
Yes! Yes! All that were working on the case, Yes. Yes. All that were working on the case. Yes. Now, I got a question to you.
So wait.
No, no, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. If everybody got fired that was working on the case and you are still working there, are you going to touch that case?
So wait a minute. So are we specifically talking about the prosecutors that was going to prosecute the current president? They all got fired?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about.
Okay. I'm confused. You know, I got a gray beard. I'm confused.
Okay, so we're not just talking about them. We're talking about cases that if you touch, you get fired. If you touch that case, you get fired. And I'm saying, to your point of, did they fire everybody? Yes. What about the people who remain on the job? No, they're not fired. They're on the job. But if everybody that touched that case got fired and you're still on the job, are you going to touch that case?
I mean, I can't honestly answer that question because I don't know all the parameters involved in that case.
No. I'm saying if everybody that touched the case got fired, you're still on the job, and they try to assign that to you, are you going to take that case?
I mean,
I'll answer. I won't. How about this?
I will, because they chicken. They scared. I ain't scared. Jay Wills, we go.
Aren't they scared because they just saw the earth open up and swallow everybody? Didn't they just witness the earth open up and swallow everybody? Do you realize a mass firing today is akin to Korah and the earth opening and swallowing everybody whole?
I mean,
Very little difference.
I hear what you're saying. I guess I'm having a hard time. So if I'm in charge,
mm-hmm.
and all the people that I'm now in charge of were conspirators with trying to get me thrown in jail, I'm going to fire you too. I'm getting rid of everybody because you just had to throw me in jail. How can you trust those groups of people and they just try to throw you in jail?
So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying I agree with you, but just know, in agreeing with that person that you said has every right and authority to use their authority, just know when that authority is turned against you for whatever reason, and you're just caught up in it, just know you are a part of that collateral damage. But I assure you, when you supported them, you never thought that was going to turn on you. So
yeah,
when those angels supported Satan, they never thought they was going to get kicked out. But they did. Korah, those people that supported him, they weren't expecting the earth to swallow them whole, but it did.
And so it closed back up.
You got that right. So oftentimes, we are supporting people who are ordained by God, but mentored by Satan. And the reason why it's so important is because there is nothing new under the sun. Well, how do I distinguish between the two? Scripture says there is no lie of the truth. If there is any lie in it, I'm letting you know it's not ordained by God. Right. If there's any lie in it, it's not ordained by God, and it's not going to lead you to life. So going forward, all of those people who thought that this was the right direction, I want to show you through the scriptures that the Almighty, because the Almighty can do what he wants to do, how he wants to do, actually use a lying spirit to be a lie in the prophet's mouth. And the Almighty sent a troubled spirit to Saul. So it is not uncommon for someone to lie and say that they are of God and it goes to your hurt. I'm just letting you know that person, anybody who has a retaliatory mindset is not the one who you really want in charge, because once they shift whatever favor they have towards you, all of that authority that they use against everybody else, now that's coming on you.
And that's probably a good thing why I'm not, that's probably a good thing why I'm not a politician, because I ain't totally delivered from chopping heads off at this point, because I'll be firing everybody. Look, I'll be firing everybody.
I know this. Pretty soon hospitals, they're about to be impacted because they too will be defunded. So, you know, they talked about defunding the police. They're actually defunding the whole government, literally defunding the government, all because they didn't want a transgender to compete against their child. So again, when that child does not have a school to go to, and remember, I'm prophesying that the school's going to close. They're going to close, no question. They don't have to worry about being concerned. You're concerned about immigrants taking your jobs. Don't worry about an immigrant taking your job. You won't have one. Don't have to worry about anybody taking it, because you won't have a job, and they won't ever. It is impossible for you to be able to identify with a billionaire, but it's not impossible for a billionaire to convince you that I know your pain. The adversary convinced people that he was God. These are angels that can see God, but he convinced them. People just, they've not really taken any time to think about that. The devil convince angels who could look at God and say, I'm God. And they said, you know what you are. So I'm saying, these guys, they know what they're doing when it comes to shifting a narrative and utilizing you just to get power, but you're still bait to them. And I'm letting you know, billionaires, rich people don't see poor people. And you have the richest man in the world making decisions over the poorest, the helpless among us. They're making decisions for the poorest. The richest man is making the decisions for the poorest among us. And that's exactly what Christ did, now that I think about it. When I think about it, anytime Christ came across a beggar, he took the money out their cup. Isn't that what you read? Isn't that what you read? Anytime Christ came across the blind, he broke their arm. Isn't that what you read? Didn't you read the same book? Isn't that what he did? Didn't Christ make the lame, the maimed, and the blind, didn't he make their life worse when he came across them? Christ. I'm saying when he walked and he came in the name of his Father, everybody he came across, didn't he make their life worse?
No.
I'm saying the lame, the maimed, and the blind. I'm saying the cripple. Didn't he take the cripple and make his situation worse? The lunatic. Didn't he make the lunatic child worse? Didn't he make their situation worse in the name of making it better?
No, he didn't do that.
So you're saying when Christ intervenes, he actually makes your situation better. That's actually called a model. So that's a model. Satan's model, when you support him, makes your life worse. Christ's model, when you support him, makes your life better. Expect turbulence in 2025 because the person who you believe was ordained by God is, but is simply mentored by Satan. And his model is the model that Satan used, Korah used, not the one that Christ used, that when he impacted you, made your life better, didn't make it worse.
So what do you say to the people that are saying, well, we can use the same context for the last administration?
I'm not disagreeing with that.
No, but I'm saying, what are you telling? Because, so, okay, for the record, I'm just going to jump out the box. there are some things that the current president and his staff are doing that I don't exactly agree with. But there were some things that went on in the last administration that violate my biblical principles. Who's more of the devil? Like, we've been had, so we got the devil for 8 years in a row now.
Well, but I guess the difference is that last devil wasn't firing you. See, he wasn't firing you. And the last devil did not take from the poor to give to the rich. So I'm saying that last administration did not use Satan's model. So we're talking about modeling. So the turbulence for 2025 has to do with the model that is being used. If your situation is made worse when you support whatever it is, that model is from the devil. Your situation is made better, you know that model is from Christ. And if you are rich and you are taking from those who are helpless, you can't say that model is from Christ. And I'm saying there's nothing new under the sun. It started with Satan. Korah picked it up. But I want to give you another example about what's going on in his administration. It's not a sledgehammer. It's not a chainsaw. It is a scalpel. They are methodically going through various agencies to cause permanent harm. It is a scorched earth approach so that any administration after will not be able to function. The whole goal is to cripple, again, what is the richest nation on the planet. There is no nation that is richer than America. There is no nation that has a stronger army than America. There is no nation. And there won't be until the Almighty changes that. But I want to show you another scripture here. It says, "No," in Mark 3 and 27.
Okay.
"No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." So you have to first bind the strong man. Then you can spoil his goods. Once the truth is no longer the truth, scripture says, where there is no law, there is no sin. So once you eliminate all the laws, then you get to determine what is up and what is down. And again, as long as it's for you, you're saying, well, I'm okay with it because it doesn't hurt me. I'm just letting you know, all those who are saying, it don't hurt me, the prophecy of 2025 is not yet, but it's going to. It's going to impact everyone downstream for a significant amount of time because they got you thinking it is a sledgehammer. They got you thinking it is a chainsaw when it is an actual scalpel. They are methodically going through, shifting, changing how this country functions fundamentally. And I'm not saying they're doing it to set up the beast. This is the good old-fashioned American way. They're doing it to get money. This is all about money. It's not about power. It's about money. You can't control all these people, but you want all these people's money, and you want access to all this money. So when somebody accesses your Social Security number, I want to let you know this. There's something in, I don't know what you know about computers. You know a lot about computers. And I know you know a lot about computer programs. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that once you have access to a system, you can plant a worm in there?
Yeah.
And you can have a backdoor access. Well, what if I plant a worm in the Treasury computer?
That would probably be a bad thing.
Well, not for the person who planted it. Look at the access that you're going to have. This is about money. If I get Social Security numbers, so not a dead people, if I get Social Security numbers. People just not thinking outside of the box. I get Social Security numbers of living people. What would I be able to change? You need to think out of the box a little bit. Think out of the box a little bit. Don't think money. Now think power, because they got the money because they done put a worm in the Treasury Department. Think power. If I got somebody's Social Security number, I'm also had a driver's license number. If I got their Social Security numbers, I got their driver's license number, I'm at their name and address. Don't we still vote electronically?
Mm-hmm.
What do we use to verify?
ID.
ID. So why don't I just, since I got your Social Security number and your driver's license number, why don't I just change your vote? Now I think, see, these people just aren't thinking creatively enough. They're getting this information so that they can remain in power or make sure this ain't got nothing to do with this current administration. This guy, I keep trying to tell people, he could never be the beast. He don't have the credentials to be the beast. These are people behind the scenes making sure they get information that they can always have access to the Treasury and they will always be able to change votes because they have the information that you use to verify votes in that system. Huh. And they will be able to switch it and they will have access to it. This is a scorched earth to fundamentally change how this country's power structure is being utilized. And this is happening in broad daylight because people did not want a transgender man to go against their child. Do you know that the NCAA last year did not have 5 transgender men in the NCAA competing? They did not have 5. They had 2. And they did not compete against women. These are just facts. Look it up. Look it up. Only 2. NCAA, that's the sanctioning agency. They only had 2. It's not an issue. Not an issue. But you were willing to sell how you live because of a lie. Remember, we started about that. There is no lie of the truth. Nothing new under the sun. This was all a smoke and mirror campaign to get your support so that they can have access to the money, access to driver's license number, access to Social Security numbers, access to addresses to be able to fundamentally change votes in voting systems so that they can remain in power for as long as they want to be in power until somebody changes it. And I don't know if you know much about bank robbing. You probably don't.
But no, I ain't never done that before.
Me neither, but this is what I've seen in the movies. This is what I've seen in the movies. You always want to create what is called a diversion. And they don't care about closing down the school. They don't care about that. They want you to focus on closing down the school so that you don't see them taking the gold out of Fort Knox and putting it in Florida. You realize all the documents that were taken were put back. You realize that all you got to do is say, take that gold and put it down there, and they got to do it. You're just not thinking creatively enough. People don't understand the turbulence is coming. It's going to get worse. I'm saying the turbulence. Now, of course, those who are in the arc of safety, you're always going to be protected. But people just aren't thinking creatively enough. But I got it on record because of you, and I'm so thankful for it. And we're going to keep these podcasts going, and you'll be able to vet it out to see if I'm telling the truth. But I am telling you now, those people who they said those nations were taking advantage of us, if they're taking advantage of us, they're not making more money than us. Whoever's making the most money is the one winning in the deal. Whoever makes the most money. No, that's the one that's winning. The one who has the largest bank account, they even had that mantra on the street. Who biggest bank win, my bank take your bank. You know that.
So what do you recommend? So.
What you mean? No. No, I don't recommend nothing.
No. I'm saying like, so for the turbulent times, how are we supposed to handle this? I mean, I know I got God on my side. And I'm not saying that this stuff doesn't bother me, that I'm not looking at it.
It's too late. There's nothing we can do. It's in motion now. Only thing you can do now is have a sympathetic ear. That's it. We're going to have to be more sympathetic to the people who are going to be negatively impacted by this. And more people are going to be negatively impacted by this turbulence that's going to come down the pike. And we are going to have to be more sympathetic, more understanding. And I just don't know that these wheels that I told you about, driver's license numbers, social security numbers, addresses, voting machines, don't know that we can undo that. Because once they give you access and you, I don't know if you know this, but on certain teams that are working in the federal government, these are actually hackers, well-known hackers that were actually on the radar of the U.S. government. But they're on these committees and they're gaining access. Well, even if you got read-only access, if you are a hacker, once you're in there, you can still plant any back door that you need to. That's all you got to do. And you actually have the control. So even when you're gone, you still are there. And you still will have access to reroute and to move. And when we're talking about crypto, I don't know how much you know about cryptocurrency, but you can't track cryptocurrency. So if I shift the bulk of my money into crypto, you won't even be able to track it. And I will be able to move it anywhere I want to move it. And then after I move it, I can change it to any other currency, be it the euro, be it the yen, be it the dafar, be it the peso. I don't know why you want one, but if you want a peso, get one. You can change it whatever you want to.
Yeah.
But once it's crypto. So this is a scorched earth. This is Ocean's 12. On steroids is what this is. You see Ocean's 11 before? Ocean 11? Ocean
12? No, I never watched those.
Oh, well, you know what? They didn't know what happened to them either. They didn't know until it was too late. Until it was empty. Until it was all gone. This is an Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12. This is next level what they're doing. They're mining with permission the U.S. government data, and they're going to keep it for themselves to remain in power for however long they want to remain in power, because people are more concerned about things that, again, they were concerned about their child having a sex change, but don't have to worry about that because they don't have insurance anymore, and they don't have to worry about trying to find another job anymore because people aren't hiring because they're scared to hire. This is what one of their overarching goals are. They don't like that workers like yourself can tell them, I don't want to go to work today, or I don't want to do that job. This new power structure to have access to cash, access to voting, they want fundamentally to shift how workers interact with work. They want to force you to work for less than what you're worth, and they don't want you to have a bank account. They need us to need to work every day to survive. They don't want us to have vacations. They don't want us to be able to go in and say, I got a right to do this and a right to do that. Do you remember the Me Too movement? Me Too?
Yes.
Do you remember the cancel culture?
Oh, that's still around.
No, oh, no.
The cancel culture?
No. They're not canceling. No. So they've actually been fired. I don't know if you're up on, but they've all been fired. So everybody involved with the cancel culture has actually been fired. Everybody involved in the Me Too movement has been fired. They've already passed legislation where they're not even tracking numbers anymore. They're not tracking numbers. So all of those people who started that Me Too cancel culture, you don't have to worry about it because your job, it's only going to be filled with WASP. That's it. And if your job is only filled with WASP, then you don't have to worry about a sexual harassment claim.
What do you mean, like a WASP, like a zzzz?
No,
Okay, explain me the WASP.
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
I've never heard that term before.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Oh, you got it. Well, look it up. So, WASP. Offices are going to be filled with WASP because of the Me Too and the cancel culture. And by doing that, you don't have to worry about discrimination. You don't have to worry about sexual harassment. You got everybody looking like everybody, and everybody's happy. And that's going to be the new look going forward.
So let me ask a question, though. Are we implying that the multi-diverse job force is going to go strictly Euro? European?
Yes. You got to be kidding. Yes. No, it's already that. No. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Department of Justice.
Yes.
They're not even looking at any EEOC complaints. They're not allowed to. They've been told not to look at it. Don't know if you were familiar with the latest executive order that told all federal government agencies not to track any data of any employees. They also rolled back 1964 provisions on having to mandate how many contractors or who has to be tracked to receive a government contract. No, they're no longer tracking numbers to see who is issued contracts anymore. It is set up to be WASP. They're not going to prosecute any EEOC violations. Don't bring it to them. They're not tracking numbers to see who all gets federal contracts. They don't care. This is all done right. This ain't done in the dark. This ain't done in the secret. They're having press conferences on what I'm telling you. It's all in the public. This is big to-dos. Don't worry about it. Turbulence is coming. You might not think you're going to feel it, but you're about to. Not just you, me too. I'm going to feel it too. We all going to feel it. There's no one to do about it now. But it's being done on the backs of people who thought their life would be made better, but it's actually going to be made significantly worse. All of what I'm telling you, the beauty of this tape is that you'll be able to go back and see they're stopping the tracking of all numbers. That's already been done. Executive orders out there. They're not tracking numbers. They're not pursuing any cases on the books, and they're not considering pursuing any cases going forward. That sets itself up for WASP. And the reason why I set this stuff up, this is the actual retribution against Me Too and cancel. Don't have to worry about you in my office. And for, the DEI people who didn't realize that they were white, they found out that, you know, surprisingly to them, that females, well, you supported him thinking that your life was going to be made better. And the females actually got fired. That model didn't come from Christ. That model came from Satan. So all of these people who thought that, to your earlier point, that last administration was doing some weird stuff that went against my doctrinal tenet. Well, you won't have to worry about abortions anymore because you won't have to worry about hospitals. They're going to continue to have to close because they won't receive federal funding. So sick people, you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about vaccinations killing your children. The disease is actually going to kill your child. Not the vaccination this time. It's going to be the disease that you said the vaccination actually got put into your body. Now the disease is going to kill you. And all of that is coming down the pike. And the good thing is I'm just here to put that prophetic work out there for 2025. Turbulence is coming. So yes, hospitals, I'm not painting a gloom and doom. I'm just letting you know you didn't know what all was tied to this individual. But now that you know, but I've been telling people this before this podcast, but you know, I don't have a platform. But now you're going to hear it and now you're going to see it. And then we'll be able to go back and rewind this tape, cut it, say, you know, this actually happened. Yeah, that happened. It's unfortunate. But we got to be sympathetic. We got to pray for them. But yeah, these hospitals, right, they're all going to close. in these rural areas, they have to close. Urgent cares in rural areas are going to have to close because they won't have funding. But the billionaires that you identified with, they're going to have health care and they're going to be okay. So again, Christ, when he came across the poor, he took the money out their gut. That's what he did. Took the food out their mouth. So when they came to Christ with three fish and five loaves, came to Christ, ate Christ, whole multitude out there, they starving, had two fish, five loaves of bread. Christ said, it was enough for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's not being for real when he's saying that. No, he's trying.
Christ said, there's a plenty for me. Ain't it all up? Ain't feed nobody. He sent them all the way hungry. He ain't feeding not one of them, man. He said, this is plenty for me. What's the problem? The problem here?
Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully by now you kind of understand Bishop's sense of humor. That ain't what Jesus did.
They try to make it see, Jesus has a model that
right.
You're going to be made better when you support him. The adversary has a model that once you support him, you're actually going to be made worse. Nothing new under the sun, but you got to bind the strong man if you want to spoil his house. They have effectively done that. Now that they have followed the scriptures, they bound the strong man. Now they can spoil his goods. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And we who are downstream, we simply have to prepare ourselves for what's next. And that is to be very compassionate to those people who are going to be caught up in this net. This is going to be like it was in Egypt on the night that Yahweh came through and killed the firstborn that did not have blood on the top post, side post, and the lintel. Said in Egypt, there wasn't one house that did not have one dead. There won't be one person who won't know somebody who has been negatively impacted by these decisions. Everybody in America, not even 50% of the total number of Americans actually voted. My heart go out to them because they got no dogs in this fight, but they still are going to know somebody who has been negatively impacted by either food that they're not going to have, medical treatment. There are going to be people, and I'm saying that's where you're going to be important. I'm going to be important. There are going to be people who know of family members who are going to need chemo treatment. And they're going to hear that their nephew, their niece, their uncle, their father can't receive chemo. And they're going to say, why can't they receive chemo? Well, federal government cut the funding for it. And the person they're going to talk to is going to be an individual who actually voted for this current administration that actually ripped care from somebody. I'm saying everybody's going to know somebody in that vein, somebody who was working for a contractor. Oh, I didn't even know that they received federal contracts. Me neither, but they don't have it. They don't have a job. Right. Lost their house. What do you mean they lost a house? How did they lose a house? They lost their job. How did they lose their job? Well, funding was cut. There's a lot of good things that was being done by the government. But as you pointed out, the last administration, they were clueless. And they got trounced, as they should have. But the person who got the power, who was ordained by God and mentored by Satan, ain't doing nothing that Christ did. I could just tell you, Christ made everybody better who came across him. When he saw somebody in need, he found a way to help him out. Joseph of Arimathea, who was rich, he used his riches to help bury Christ. These people are not using their wealth to help people on the bottom. They want you. They need you to go to work every day, and they need you to go to work and not file suits against them. They want to be able to do what they want to do, how they want to do it. They want to be able to talk to you the way they want to talk to you. They don't want you to have a savings. They need you to build their cities. They need you to build their statues, and they don't want to compensate you for it. And they want to create they don't want a middle class, very rich, very poor. That's all they want. And I get it. I get it. But I'm glad the Almighty has a different plan in store for me. And, you know, I don't have to live the way I live. I can live differently because I lived differently before. But it's going to be rough on a lot of people on the bottom. It's going to be rough. For those who can't afford, it's going to get rougher. And it's going to be harder to meet out those resources. And the cuts aren't finished. There's more cuts coming. There's more layoffs coming. There's more disruption coming. And it's just not going to stop. And, you know, the last promise that has to be fulfilled is that, you know, this is the last election that we'll ever have. So everything else was fulfilled. No need to think that this is not. That's the turbulence that's coming. So, yes, the Almighty used Judas. Judas is not going to the kingdom of God. The Almighty used a lying spirit. The lying spirit is not going to the kingdom of God. There are vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Many vessels in the house. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. You want to make sure you're on the model of Christ and you are a vessel of honor. You do not want to be in a great house and a vessel of dishonor sitting up high, because in the end, you're not going to make it to the kingdom. So just because you're ordained by God like Satan does not mean you're going to make it to the kingdom of God. Satan is not going to make it to the kingdom. He's going to the lake of fire. Those angels that fell, they gave up their heavenly estate, they're going to the lake of fire. Korah, he ain't going to no kingdom of God, even though he led a revolt. He thought it was a good deal. He led a revolt. Those people that followed him got swallowed in the earth. They too aren't going to the kingdom of God. There are many people that God has in position of power, but they do not have kingdom access. The only people that are going to have kingdom access are those who follow the model of Christ. That's it. He said, don't be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. That's why he did not eat that 2 fish and 5 loaves. He prayed, fed the multitude, and they took up 12 baskets.
Let me go backwards here. Let me rewind. Because you said something, and it just kind of raised my eyebrows just a little bit. When you mentioned this is going to be the last election potentially we have.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
No, that's what the man in the current administration said.
Yeah.
I thought I just explained to you that he has access to Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, addresses, and the systems that are used to process.
Yeah, but hacking somebody and not even holding an election is two different things. So you think we're going to have an election process that is going to be rigged?
That is correct. Okay. Which means you don't have an election process.
Okay, all right. Right. So I'm just trying to clarify.
But the current administration said, this is the last vote you'll ever have to take. Not this is the last vote you'll ever have to take for me. There will not be a need for any more elections after this. That's what he said. So I'm quoting what the current person stated.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Because you know, if there's, okay, hypothetically here.
Yes.
If he finds a way to manipulate the system to where we will not hold any more elections, mm-hmm. we're going to have a civil war.
Oh, no, we've already got, we never, even though they say the Civil War stopped in like, 1877, something crazy. No, we ain't never stopped fighting.
Yeah,
this is still against the South. This is still the North against the South.
Yeah, but we ain't in our gray and blue jackets now.
Yes, we are gray and blue. You got to be kidding me. We still got that Trump flag, man, you kidding me? Get out of, no, yeah. We are still a very divided nation.
What Trump flag?
No, I'm saying the ones that carry the flag, not the ones that voted. It's a huge difference between the two. Just because somebody voted for somebody don't mean they carry no flag for them. That don't mean that at all. People can separate issues. There are people who voted for Donald Trump, but they didn't storm no Capitol on January 6th. Nor do they support those people who stormed that Capitol. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the ones who stormed the Capitol, that's the flag-carrying members. of the separation of this country. And they don't want us to be equal. So I don't know if, there's a lot of people not following, and I get it. But anytime you send somebody back to a country, they sent a gentleman from India back to his country, sent a woman from another country back to her country. That's just the beginning of sending people back to their countries. It's just the beginning. It's going to be extrapolated. There's always tests. So if I don't know if you realize it, but if you look at your bank statements, if you go to a new vendor, sometimes they'll test by sending a dollar to see if the account is active. Then they take it back. All this is tests. Sending somebody back to their own country, that's just a test. So a much bigger overarching plan to send people back to their countries. Yeah.
Well, are we talking just illegals or people outside?
Okay. Of being birthright, illegal? Birthright citizenship. A lot of people don't know it. But the birthright citizenship has everything to do with the end of the Civil War and having a place for slaves and their children, whether or not they're citizens. That's what that's about. So if I can undo birthright citizenship, if I can use a law in the 17th century in 2025, I don't know if a lot of people don't realize that an executive order, that's what the Emancipation Proclamation was, the North and the South. The people in the North could not free the people in the South. But if I can unwind that, that means you're not free. That means you go back to being a slave. If I can unwind birthright citizenship, you no longer have a right to citizenship here, and I can ship you back. And I already got your account information, and I already have your social information to find you and ship you back. And I can take all your money because I got that from the Treasury. I know exactly where your money is. Even if you don't, I do, because I got it. And I can ship all y'all back. Yeah, it's about to be WASP all over again. Yeah. We just talking, man. None of this stuff has to happen. None of this is going to happen. This isn't going to happen. This is a fictional novel. None of this can unfold the way we're just discussing. It can't unfold like that.
No, I mean it's very interesting. It's a very interesting viewpoint. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing.
All right.
I just got a whole bunch of questions running around in my head. I was like, okay.
That means we're going to need a part two.
Where are they going to ship me out to? Because I was actually born in Florida.
You sound like me. I was born in June. So I don't know. Ship me back to... But under birthright citizenship, though, they can ship you back to your ancestry through ancestry.com. They can get a blood sample, ship you back to whatever ancestry says is your native origin. Yeah, but the test cases were to ship these other people back who they say were against the government. They're just trying to test being able to ship people back to their countries. Once you do away with birthright citizenship, write an executive order undoing Emancipation Proclamation, or it takes an executive order undoing it. Once you undo all of that, you can begin to ship people back, whoever you want to ship back. Maybe people who don't agree with you, or you can find out who didn't vote for you and just ship them back. Maybe. You can do whatever you want to do. When you're in power, as you stated, you can do whatever you want to do. Turbulence is coming. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. But we are the ones that have to keep ourselves up and available. You know, my team never did get me them stats that I was looking for.
But you know what you're going to make me do, Bishop? You're going to make me get on the horn and call the White House.
Don't do it. Thank you. All right. My crack staff got it.
This is
the following list of countries by their growth. They just told me to use the mouse and scroll it. They should have told me that a long time ago. Oh, see, they were on the wrong page, but I got it now. So remember, we were being taken advantage of in this tariff war. Everybody's been raping us. All right. So this is the gross domestic product in millions. And this is coming from the worldbank.org. The following is a list of countries by their gross domestic product. Who leads it is United States at 23 million. China is the next at 17 million. Japan is the next at four. This is trillion.
Yeah. Okay.
Germany. So United States, $23 trillion economy. China has a $17 trillion economy, but they're taking advantage of us. Japan has a $4 trillion economy. They're taking advantage of us. Germany has a $4 trillion economy. They're taking advantage of us. India, three. United Kingdom, three. Again, Canada, maybe two. How can Canada be taking advantage of us and their economy is only $2 trillion and ours is $23 trillion? So all of the countries that they said are taking advantage of us, according to how much money we generate, that's a lie. Remember I said there's no lie of the truth? But that lie was told just to get your vote so that I can get power so that I can now manipulate the levers of power. But it was never the truth that we were actually being taken advantage of in trading when we make more money. Whoever makes the most money is winning. So that was just a lie.
Yeah, we got to definitely do a part two of this. Because I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions, you can email me at leewithaletterj@gmail.com or you can email Bishop Hamner at truthministry30@gmail.com.
Send them to me. Well, yeah, it's all okay. Just keep rewinding it and write it down. Rewind it and write it down.
Yeah, but then, you know, truthministries30@gmail.com. That's what Bishop Hamner. Or you can hit me up at leewithaletterj@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to donate to the podcast, find the donate feature on the RSS homepage, or you can do it at $JWillPodcast. And if you'd like to send a donation to Bishop Hamner, you can do so. Don't write no rubber, but you can send him at truthministries30@gmail.com. All right, Bishop, we got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord God bless and keep you. Oh, wait a minute. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. We got turbulent times coming. While your insurance is working, go ahead and get yourself checked out and get some life insurance. Don't wait. We're tired of the family selling chicken dinners and fish dinners to try to bury you. Get some life insurance. Don't leave your family strapped in case something happens to you. Tune into the radio station. Go to the Play Store. Download J. Will Gospel Radio. Find the Live 365 app in your Play Store. It's a free download. J. Will Gospel Radio, 24/7 gospel music. If you're a gospel artist and you want your music potentially featured on my radio show, J. Will Gospel Show or the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show, and featured on my radio station, hit me up. LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. All right. Until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace. We're out of here. Take it easy.